No, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Mr. Cook. The committee has completed its business and we'll move on to the Conservation Committee. Chairman Montgomery, I will give you the guess.
I'll second.
Okay.
Okay. First order of business for the approval of the previous meeting minutes. A motion for approval.
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Okay. We have item number one is Helena Water Plan update, Mr. Cook.
Thank you, Commissioner Henry. TPWD and the Wildlife Division now have 5,205 approved wildlife management plans with over 19.3 million acres in the program. So that program continues to move along, continues to do well.
Bob, excuse me, the goal was 21 million in the land of wildlife?
I believe the goal was 25 million.
But we're making serious progress towards that goal.
That includes everything, the deal there, everything A to Z.
And that number stunned people when it came out.
Congratulations. And when did it actually start?
Well, the program was started, 15 years ago.
Okay.
But we really set a goal in that land and water plan about 4 or 5 years ago, and started talking about let's put a goal there to shoot for.
Yeah.
And we're going to
do
a great job. Yeah. And it's a good program, and there's a tremendous amount of support statewide.
Right.
On another program, since the abandoned crab trap removal program began in 2002, 22,746 crab traps, and Bob keeps count of those which has what he's marked on his wall in there. 22,746 crab traps have been removed from the Texas inshore waters with the assistance of 1,804 volunteers. So again, great program, lots of support, and doing lots of good. The capital campaign for the new Texas Game Warden Training Center in Hamilton County, on the property up there that was donated to us, has raised, at this point, as of today, has raised about $3.7 million in cash for the improvements to be done up there. We recently got a sizable donation through the foundation, through Park Wildlife Foundation, from TSU that will help with one of the buildings there. And I want to point out right here, this effort is being led by your chairman emeritus, Lee Bass. He's working it every day. It's been a great help, working very, very closely with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, with Dick Davis, who has also got this absolutely right on the point of his spear at every opportunity, and with the Texas Game Warden Association. Those are the folks who are running this campaign. And like I say, $3.7 million in cash at this point. The old academy on 50th Street is on the market now, and we're beginning to get in bids. The current appraised value for that property is $1.2 million. We think we'll do a little bit better than that, but all of that, as again, approved by the Texas legislature, will be directed towards the new facility up in Hamilton County. Our infrastructure master planning group is overseeing the planning effort, and the initial planning is scheduled for completion in April. The completed campus will contain administration and education buildings, dining hall, gymnasium, armory, 6 cadet cabins, guest housing for TPWD and instructors, emergency vehicle operations course, water rescue training pool, and a firing range. So that project is moving along. We've got a long way to go. We've got a lot of work to do. But again, we're confident that we're going to end up with the absolute best game warden conservation officer training facility in the nation. It will be a good one.
Where's your total goal?
The total goal of finished product is up around 14, 15 million, I believe. Pete, isn't that correct? And, we can go into operation basically now. But to have everything like we want it long term, we're looking at a $14-15 million project, and so we went into it knowing that, and we it may be 5 years before we get that finished product, maybe 10 years, but we'll get there. Tremendous amount of support statewide, hearing back from organizations like the Texas Wildlife Association, Trophy Hunters Association, Cattle Raisers Association. That these folks that are running the campaign are in contact with us, we're gonna make that report. Thank you, sir.
Great report. Okay. Committee item number one, let's see, you've done committee item number one, number two, land donation, blank, and file, like mentioned, and set, Hollingsworth.
Chairman, Commissioners, good morning. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item pertains to another terrific transaction that's coming out of our partnership with Texas Bighorn Society. As you know, they have been acquiring in holdings at Black Gap Wildlife Management Area on our behalf and donating those to Texas Parks and Wildlife in an effort to improve our ability to manage that 100,000 acre area. Since we last came to you with a list of in holdings last August, two more owners, each with 40 acre in holdings, have contacted us and are willing sellers. TBS has set aside the funding to complete those transactions, and with your concurrence, we will bring this motion before you tomorrow to allow us to accept the donation of those 240 acre in holdings. Any questions or discussion?
Great work.
Great work. TBS, no, we appreciate their good work.
Yeah.
So,
have a chance I get.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure you do. Texas Bighorn Society is one of the great heroes of conservation in this state.
In fact, they're going to be here
Good.
Okay. No further discussion. I'll place this item on Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Item number three, land donation, Bastrop County, Bastrop State Park, Corky Coleman.
Morning, for the record, my name is Corky Coleman with the Land Conservation Program for Parks and Wildlife. This is another in line of donations at Bastrop State Park. We saw this item in January. This is the second appearance. It's a 36 plus acre donation. The donation track is the triangle you see in red on your computers. And this is the motion you'll see for you tomorrow.
Any questions or discussions?
If not, I'll play the
Thursday commissioning agenda. Okay, and number four, grant of access easement at MD Anderson Science Park, Bastrop County, Future State Park, Ann Bright.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Ann Bright, General Counsel. Future State Park is located in Bastrop County. In 1967, the legislature transferred about 700 acres to MD Anderson for use as a science park research facility. As a result, Future is now about 1,000 acres. MD Anderson now has a Smithville Science Park on that property where they do cancer research. And this shows you there's Future Lake and then Smithville Science Park. And then you can see on the right, shows in red the property that is owned by MD Anderson, the property that was transferred from the legislature. The yellow is Buescher in the bottom. The upper is Bastrop. Buescher and Bastrop are both part of a single complex, of state parks. And this is also part of the Lost Pines region and is part of the critical Houston Hode habitat. MD Anderson has requested a second easement, which is needed primarily for safety reasons, and an emergency exit and a current roadway. We have been working with them for a long time on this to try to make sure that we're all comfortable with
emphasis on long.
Long, yeah, long.
long
predates most of us. Our main concern has been the watershed. You know, I showed you earlier a picture of Buescher Lake, and the blue shows you the watershed. And we want to make sure that the water that's going in there is good water. One of the things we've agreed is that you see the track three, that's their development area. And what they've agreed to do is if they're going to develop in that area, they will provide us copies of the plans and let us comment on those. And if they are, our recommendations are technically and financially feasible, they're going to implement those. In addition, they're going to also agree to some construction restrictions. The access easements are going to come off of Park Road 1, and that's a scenic drive. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a real beautiful drive, and we want to make sure it stays that way. So they've agreed to that they will not have any buildings within 150 feet of Park Road 1, no buildings over four stories. They'll maintain a tree buffer to protect the scenic integrity. They're going to avoid light pollution in accordance with the International Gulf Sky Association guidelines, and that's what they use out of the McDonald Observatory. The easement roads are going to be constructed so as to protect the view shed from Park Road 1, and then they're also going to contribute to road maintenance of Park Road 1, since a lot of the traffic on that is going to be going to the science park. And this is the recommendation we'll be presenting to you tomorrow, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I don't know if you gentlemen have ever been to the site. The MD Anderson facility is an extensive facility, and they're good neighbors. You know, some of these easement issues and access issues, we've been working with them a good long while. They are good partners. They recognize it's a beautiful location, great site. Their employees, I forget how many employees they have there, several hundred, and a couple 300. And, you know, it's a great place for him to work in a location that's that they very much enjoy and appreciate. And but it's quite a process. Anytime you get attorneys working together, you know, they find lots of issues to work on. And, of course, we all appreciate that very much. And, I appreciate the handshake. She's been absolutely an outstanding job getting us to this point. And this is something that we need to complete and move on.
Any questions or discussions? If not, we'll place this on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Item number 5, land purchase, Presidio County, Big Bend Ranch State Park, Corky Coleman.
Corky Coleman, Land Conservation Program. This item is another one that we saw in January, the second reading. It is the Big Bend Ranch State Park in Presidio County. It represents a 40-acre in holding, and this 40 acres is in one of our high-priority acquisition areas. The star on the screen in the middle is about centrally located in the park. And this is the motion you will see before you tomorrow. Any questions?
Any questions, discussion? If not, I'll place this item on Thursday Commission meeting agenda. Number 6, acquisition of outstanding property interest in Green County, San Angelo Fish Hatchery, and Bright.
Good morning again. I'm Ann Bright, General Counsel. And my last item started in 1967. This one actually started in 1928. This has to do with the acquisition of some outstanding interest at the San Angelo Fish Hatchery property. And I use that term loosely. It is not a fish hatchery. You can see it's in Tom Green County, and there's a map there that kind of shows you where the property is located. Back in 1928, we believe as an economic development initiative, 11 individuals transferred about 60 acres in Tom Green County to what was then the Game Fish and Oyster Commission, which is now Parks and Wildlife. There were some deed restrictions that said the property was to be used for a fish hatchery, and that if we abandoned the fish hatchery for more than a year, it would revert to the grantors. Well, in 1987, as a result of lack of sufficient water, adequate water, we stopped using the property to raise fish. Since that time, we've had contracts with the school district to do some aquatic work there, but we've never really used it as a fish hatchery since 87. And this sort of shows you there's actually two pieces of property. There's 52.39 acres, and that's the property where the pond used to be, and then the better property is the 7.61 acres, and we have offices on that property. And I should go back. We have regional staff from several divisions that are located on that property. And one of the reasons we're wanting to get this title cleared up is that those properties are in need of improvement. And before we do that, we want to make sure that we have clear title to the property. Some more background. Beginning in 1990, we've undertaken efforts to try to locate some of these heirs. We've acquired by donation portions of the interest of three heirs of the grantors. So we do own an undivided interest in the property. We've located most of the heirs. There are two grantors that we're still having difficulty with. In 2004, we actually went out and met with a group of the heirs, and they all indicated an interest to just sell their interest in the property to us. As I mentioned, we've got offices located on that property. We need to make some road and construction improvements. We want to clear the title. The property had an appraised value of $247,000 in June. The estimated value based on that appraisal of the outstanding interest that we do not own is $180,000. We provided public notice of our the fact that we're bringing this to the commission. It was published in the Texas Register on March 2nd, on our website, and in a local newspaper. And this is the recommendation that we will be presenting to you tomorrow, basically permission to move forward with acquisition of these outstanding interests. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Okay, if there are no questions, we can put this on the Thursday commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Let's see, number 7, Greenwood Easement, Oasis County, Mustang Island State Park. Okay, I'll move forward.
Chairman, Commissioners, good morning. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. In accordance with our easement policy, any easement which is granted for an operation on department lands by the General Land Office is brought to you for comment and concurrence. In this case, there's a major overhead transmission line that runs the full length of Mustang Island State Park. The line is out of date. It needs to be replaced by a much more substantial power line. The existing line runs right down the middle of the prairie in the park, an environmentally very sensitive habitat. It's a high-impact operation. Under a clause in the existing easement, the line will be relocated to run adjacent to the highway, which we think is in the long-term best interest of the habitat of the park. You can see what the line looks like now. Like I say, it runs right down the middle of the prairie. Replacing line and maintenance and operation line with high flotation, heavy vehicles, is a very high impact. It would be a perpetual impact. We're now working with staff at AEP to try to determine the methodology that will minimize the impacts in the park. And essentially what we're asking you to do is authorize the executive director to negotiate terms and conditions that we think are appropriate with AEP. GLO is very good about waiting until we have completed those terms and conditions before issuing those easements across parks and wildlife lands. And the motion that you'll see tomorrow essentially will authorize the executive director to complete those negotiations and then communicate those to the General Land Office.
Are there any questions? Bury the lines.
Those 64,000 volt lines, 69,000 volt lines, high amperage lines, the amount of heat generated by the lines makes burial just prohibitive.
We always look for that opportunity. Yeah. This one, Ted, the crux of this one is we've got a major power line running across the habitat of the park now, the ranging park. The new line doing this will get that out to the highway right away, which we believe is a better location, and we'll work with them to minimize the impact even there.
Right. The future need to access the line for maintenance, replacement, and so forth, adding lines will result in much less impact at that time. We think the aesthetic impacts to the park are going to be reduced by having it right there in the same corridor with the highway.
On the drawings or the photograph, it pictures it jogging back off the highway. Assuming that's on the north end. Any particular reason, or is that out of the park or beyond our control?
That's out of the park.
It's out of the park, okay.
Okay. Any questions or discussion? If not, I'll place this item on Thursday commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Ted, you also have item number 8, the transfer of property, Wood County Governor Hogg Sherman State Historic Park. My name is Ted Hollingsworth, Land Conservation Program. This item pertains to the transfer of two buildings at the Governor Hogg Shrine State Historic Site. The actual land property, the actual 30-acre park, was transferred to the City of Quitman in 1998. The park does not complement our mission per our land and water conservation plan. The two buildings are not particularly historic. One was relocated to the park. The other one is a reproduction. We were interested enough in finding someone else to own and operate that site that in 1998 we conveyed the 30 acres and retained the obligation to maintain those two buildings. The regional director there has maintained good relations with the city, the local heritage societies, in the hopes of someday somebody stepping up to the plate and say, we'll take over responsibility for managing those buildings. That has happened. The Heritage Society has said they have enough funding to actually do some work to the buildings, open them back up to the public, maintain them. The city equipment that owns the land base now is in favor of us transfer it to them so that they can be done. And staff recommends that we proceed to transfer those two buildings. There you can see what they look like. Right now, they're nothing but a funding liability for us. This will be a two-meeting process. With your concurrence, we will proceed with that process to solicit public input, hold a local meeting, and come back to you presumably in May with a recommendation to proceed to finalize that transfer. Are there any questions?
There's no questions. Your questions? We have authority to proceed. We'll ask the staff to begin the public notice and input process under authority from Commissioner Parker.
We can do that. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I guess if we don't want to recess for executive session, I should try to get over to the next committee.